Joining me live in studio this morning with the monthly report from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office is Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff. How's everything going today?
Morning, Duke. Good. How are you doing?
Hey, doing all right. Appreciate the time this morning as always. And touching base on what's happening around Lincoln County. Of course, the big event over the last couple of weeks has been the Willow Creek fire burning south of Smoot.
Right.
Wanted to pick your brain on that as far as how the local agencies work with the Forest Service type agencies, and maybe take us back to the very first day when that started on a Friday morning heading into the afternoon. How does the local dispatch and the sheriff's office and local firefighters, how does all work with the Forest Service?
So we communicate with Forest Service dispatch and that group quite a bit because of how much Forest Service area we have in Lincoln County. So that relationship there's been established, and so when something like that happens, we obviously call the units that we're responsible to dispatch local fire, but also notify Forest Service, and then they get on top of that and start rallying resources to go take a look. It obviously grew really quick, really fast. It started out small, which is what happens with them, those type of fires, but the coordination is from that point and even to now has been really good through our emergency manager, Jay Hokanson. He is in touch with them daily. We've supplied resources as far as the old armory, which is a county building now. They're camping out there. They have their command center out of there. So when it did come time for some evacuations, they coordinated that with us, and obviously we had deputies out there making contacts and getting people evacuated, helping them out. So the communication's been really good, and it's good to see that that appears to be under control at this point, and that it's just a matter of time before it's something that's going to be that's going to go away. But pretty frightening, and for a lot of people for quite a while.
Yeah, no doubt, without question. And you talked about the evacuations before the evacuation zones went into effect. They of course closed the campgrounds and that type of thing, all red flats and everything up in that area. Was search and rescue involved with making sure people got out of there and all that kind of stuff? As far as out of the forest area,
yeah, we do use search and rescue in situations where we need a big group. They're trained in a lot of different things, and they have good communication. They can rally a group pretty quick with their paging system, all people that are willing to help and that are competent. So they were used in the beginning to help with traffic control and anything else that needed to be done. A page went out for search and rescue, so they're really good at helping out. And again, a group that's trained together and work well together and communicate well, and so they're a good resource.
You mentioned emergency management. Jay Hogan's and Stephen Malik always do a great job there, and it's a good reminder to try and get set up for that code red system that emergency management uses countywide, right?
Yep, you can go to the county website and register for that, and so you get notifications when the county puts them out. We're pretty selective when we put something out. It's just not general. If you get something, it's because you need to be aware of it. So it's a good system. It's worked really well in the past. It worked well for this. So it's something that if you haven't got registered on that, go to the Lincoln County website, lincolncountywy.gov, and get registered for Code Red.
It sounds like overall things went pretty smoothly as far as the county standpoint and how it responded to this fire. And like you said, it grew pretty quick, and things were got a little dicey there on that, especially that Saturday night when it burned right up next to the pass. But now that you can kind of reflect on it, any learning experiences from this or anything that the county can say, all right, maybe we can do this better in the future if it were to happen again?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. In looking back, I mean, those type of incidents are beyond, you know, there's always this discussion goes about states and we ought to take over the forest. This is a good example of that. We don't have the resources to deal with a fire like that locally. And so you need the Forest Service, those well-trained firefighters that come in that are used to dealing with this. They have the equipment, they have the know-how. So, you know, as soon as we can get those groups here, the better. I'm sure there's things that we could look at and improve, but the communication is the biggest thing. And the way that grew, I don't, you know, the conditions were just so that it allowed that to happen. That Saturday night, I had deputies out working on evacuations. I came out and drove up there to see if they needed any help, make sure they had everything they need. And to see a fire right up against, you know, on the top of South End, right up against the road, is pretty alarming. No doubt about that. It's not what we want to see. Again, luckily we're in a place now where we're out of the woods, no pun intended, but we're, you know, looking up, and the weather's cooperating a little more to handle that fire.
Thank you, County Sheriff Shane Johnson, in studio this morning with the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Sheriff, switching gears here, last time you were on, we talked about the ongoing investigation, at least at that time, to that hit-and-run incident, which occurred in early August in Alpine. And since you've been on the air, there's actually been an arrest made in that case.
Yeah, we got someone in custody. He was charged with hit-and-run and leaving the scene of an injury accident. Fortunately, the injuries were not severe enough that it was a serious injury accident, so that affects what the individual was charged with. But we, through a series of tips and search warrants and evidence left at the scene, we were able to track down the driver and make an arrest on that and get him in front of a judge. So we'll see how that plays out in the future, but that's been charged and in the court system now.
This is one of those cases where, as I was reading through the process on how it all lined out, shout out to your detectives in your department who went through this, because they really had to do some digging here. Yeah. and to get everything kind of circled in and finalized before they went final with it.
Yeah. Yep. They did a good job. Detective Gardner, when we have something like that, we usually get him involved. He's very good. He has a lot of contacts, and he's been around here a long time, a lot of know-how, and has developed some resources over time. So he does a great job. Our deputies, Deputy Nelson, worked hard on that and did the search warrant, some of the search warrants and arrest warrants. So, yeah, appreciate the work that those guys did and to get an arrest on that so we can move on.
Thank you, County Sheriff Shane Johnson, this morning in the Weekday Wake Up. Sheriff, anything we missed that you'd like to touch on?
I'd just say two things real quick. The 80s definitely the best as far as music, but last Saturday was Lotija, you know, a lot of traffic. We appreciate the people's patience and driving and being aware and being safe. I get it's a frustration for if you're trying to get somewhere that day, but we had good results. We have a good relationship with those people coming through. I know there's differing opinions, but it's a chance to show off our great community, and another good job was done there. So appreciate people's patience with that.
And I'm not aware of any incidents that happened, at least in Leakey County.
There was an incident. I'm not sure where it happened, but it was more of a medical that resulted in a when you have a medical on a bike, it results in a crash. It was an elderly gentleman. I talked to Brent, the organizer, and he was the oldest individual to ever complete Lotija a couple years ago, when he was trying to beat that record and had a medical incident, and so that was unfortunate. But yeah, very little incidents, and to be honest, they're very proactive. We certainly saw the potential for a problem in the Narrows with that construction. We placed a deputy there for 5 hours during the day. That was paid for by the Lotija group in order to allow us to do that, to make sure that we had compliance there, but also just, you know, seeing that was a potential issue where everybody comes together there and it's only one way. So, and I talked to this morning, we didn't have any issues there. Everybody did a good job and followed the light and was safe. So that's what we want to see.
All right, Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio. Sheriff, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Duke.
It's Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.